The Arctic has been called the canary in the coal mine when it comes to global warming, and a new study quantifies just how pronounced that phenomenon is. Scientists call it Arctic amplification. This fall, the ocean north of Alaska was about 10 degrees warmer than normal. As the sea ice melts, the water absorbs more heat and then releases that heat into the atmosphere in the fall. Julian Struva is presenting the research at the American Geophysical Union conference this week. She says climate models are behind the curve in predicting how quickly the sea ice is melting.
So because of that, then the impacts of that sea ice loss on the climate system, such as this amplified warming that we're seeing in the autumn season, then they would also be behind the curve in predicting, you know, how soon that is happening as well. But the reality is that at least the models and the observations are consistent in the idea that when you do lose that ice, you're going to get this amplified warming that happens in the autumn that will eventually also extend into the winter season as well.
And how might this rapid warming in the Arctic impact global climate change as a whole, sort of generally?
Well, you know, certainly whatever happens in the Arctic is going to affect the rest of the planet. And besides just affecting changes in the environment in the Arctic, such as warming of the land temperatures and perhaps accelerating permafrost thawing, certainly changing the energy balance of the Arctic also affects all of our atmospheric circulation and precipitation patterns around the world. So, you know, the sea ice helps to keep the planet cool, and that temperature gradient between the Arctic, for example, and the equator drives a lot of our atmospheric circulation and our storm tracks and our precipitation. And as we change that and you warm the Arctic more, eventually the rest of the system is going to have to respond. But I would say that the research right now is still pretty much in its infancy. We don't really know the full impacts of what's happening in the Arctic and how it's going to impact climate in the lower latitudes, for example.
Well, understanding that weather is certainly different from overall climate, it still seems worth noting that Alaska had an unusually cool summer in 2008. How does this square with what must have been an unusually warm summer over the Beaufort Sea?
Well, it's interesting in that, you know, we did have actually overall cooler temperatures than, say, we had in 2007. And yet you still had this dramatic ice loss in 2008 that was almost as extreme as what we saw in 2007. And what this really points to, I think, is a change sort of in the sea ice state, in that we've gotten to the point where the ice has gotten really thin, so that regardless of what happens in the summer in terms of temperature or atmospheric circulation, we're still losing a lot of that ice because the ice is really thin and it's just not able to survive the summer melt season anymore.
And what other global warming research is being highlighted at the conference this week? What are some of the other things that are coming out, the other findings?
One of the interesting findings certainly is that, you know, so we have this Arctic amplification that happens during autumn as you lose the sea ice. But one of the studies, she also shows that warming can then spread out over the adjacent land areas by atmospheric circulation and perhaps go inland about 1,500 kilometers. And when you have these periods of rapid ice loss, the models show that all of a sudden you're going to warm these land temperatures three times faster than if you didn't have these periods of rapid ice loss, and that this then will impact on the permafrost, which I think is a very important study, in that permafrost contains, say, about 950 gigatons of carbon, and our atmosphere has about 730 right now. So there's a big looming feedback that is a big, you know, problem if all of a sudden that permafrost starts to release all that carbon back to the atmosphere.
Julian Struva is a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado.